Hello, hello. Right, so this dream, I don't know where we are and I don't know how I got here, but this is how it starts. I'm on, I remember most the climax. I don't really remember how exactly it got there, but from what I remember, this is how it starts. It's like, we're at like a dinner party, like some sort of, imagine like a Victorian dinner party, like, actually maybe not Victorian, but like, it's a massive hall, and there's chandeliers, and the floor is like a red carpet with a golden, like, I don't even know what you call it, patterns. They're kind of like a deer antler patterns. Everything's super nice. Like, it's got like a, it's not bright in there either. It's got like a dimness to it. And I think Donald Trump is, this is when he's president, so he's there, his wife's there, and then everyone else is like just, I'm assuming, you know, people that do that, politicians or whatever. And then I'm there for some reason. And then, like, throughout the night, blah, 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 you know, different, like, nothing really happens that's noteworthy. But then, like, I make a comment, and I don't even know what the comment was, but it probably wasn't anything because it was a dream, but towards, like, a woman, and she ends up being, like, the wife of, like, the king or something of this other place, like, this Latin American place, and so everything starts going fucking crazy, and, like, everyone's like, oh my gosh, he just said that, he just said that, and then, like, everyone's starting to stand up, and then they, like, escort me, like, they, so imagine everyone stand, like, that group of people stands up, and they all have, like, guards and stuff, and their guards grab me, and they're escorting me away toward, like, so we're in this ballroom, and then we walk towards an exit, and it leads to more, like, another room that's, it's that style, but it's like a, I guess you'd call it, like, a square, like, it's like a, I don't know what you'd call that, it's a, yeah, it's like a square, like the middle of it is open to the outdoors, and then like along the outside it's like a patio, but in the middle of the square where it's open to the air is like water, and there's a bunch, like, so we're actually in their country now, I guess, like, this whole time we've been in their country, I didn't know, but we're for sure like in this Latin American country, and we walk along the pool, and then we like go to, there's a wall, and then there's like this like cubicle little room, and that's where they put me in, and then they like set up a video camera, and then they just take out a gun and put it on a bipod with like a scope, and they're just like aiming it down the barrel at me, and they're all like debating on like we have to kill him, and then like Donald Trump's are like, no, like he's a citizen, like he didn't know what he said, like don't. And then I'm, like, crying, like, fuck, dude, I'm dead. And it's becoming, like, national news. Like, somehow I'm, like, seeing it from the view of other people, I guess. And they're, like, watching it on the news. Like, this is being live streamed. Me getting held at, like, gunpoint because I offended somebody. And for some reason, like, the king or president of this Latin American country, he's not going to do it. But because I offended his wife has to shoot me. And at first she was pissed, but then now, like, she's trying to shoot, like, she has to shoot me and she doesn't want to. But she still wants him to do it, she just can't do it herself. And I'm, like, sitting here like, oh my gosh, I'm gonna die. I'm gonna fucking die here. And then, like, I finally, like, grow a little bit of courage and I'm like, okay, just do it. And I just, like, close my eyes. But, like, this whole time, it's, like, hectic. Like, everyone's screaming and yelling. And they're, like, debating on how they're going to kill, like, who's going to kill me, like, all this stuff. And then, like, the dream cuts, and this is the same world, because, well, I know this from later on, we're in the same, like, universe, but this is, like, later on, I'm in a different, like, thing, I'm in, like, an arcade, almost, and I'm walking around, and, I don't even know what we're doing, to be honest. I'm just at an arcade, I'm walking around, we're talking to people, and then we go outside and walk back through, or like, we walk, oh my gosh, to like a loading dock, like where semi-trucks will come to a business and they'll load or unload, and I walk by this kid that I know, and he goes, oh shit. And the girl goes, I don't know you. And he's like, this is the dude that got held by gunpoint, like, on the news. And I was like, yeah, that was me. And then, yeah, that's just how I know it was, like, the same universe. But there was another bit of dream that I had at the end. Oh, this was kind of cool. Well, not cool, but... So at the time, I'm working at a different job while working at the post office. But, I felt my phone go buzz, you know, like, because I got a text, but I didn't, this is in real life, it, like, woke me up, but instead of, like, just waking up before my alarm and checking, I usually sleep on my side, but I turned on my back, and I kept my eyes closed, and then I fell back asleep, and then in my dream, I picked up my phone. And the text said, not going to need any help until Saturday. Like some weird text, like cash. It was something like cash off exclamation point. Won't need help till Saturday. Something about like, it was just like, looking back on it now, it obviously wasn't real. It was a dream. Like I wasn't even seeing this text for real. But I was like, oh, hell yeah, I don't gotta work, which isn't a good thing, you know, you gotta go to work, but in my brain, I was like, what the fuck, I don't have to go to work until Saturday, which doesn't make sense, because I work at the post office on Saturday, so I wouldn't have been able to work anyway, but, and then I was like, oh, that's awesome, and then I woke up again, even before my alarm, and I was like, Jaden, what is, that's not, that wasn't even real, and then I turned over, looked at the text, it was not real, I said, come to work or whatever. So I was like, yeah, I'm driving to work now. But yeah, I thought that was pretty funny. So that's all I've got to say about that. Right. Jeez.